On the stream? Okay, so welcome everybody. This is the first meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'm last year's chair, Dave Adelson. Richard Uzel has agreed to be our recording secretary for this meeting.
Thank you!
Richard is going to call the roll. While he does that, if you could... 2 points. One is he needs to see everybody's name tag clearly so he can get down who has done what in the meeting, and he also needs anybody making motions to write them down on the motion slips that are on your table. But anybody who does not have a ballot for affiliate directors, please raise their hand. Okay, go ahead.
Mary Bird.
Present.
This is my other
you're improving.
Barnaby.
Present.
Oh. Here. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Margaret
Ascott? Huh? She's here.
We have to vote.
Present.
Ronda Rollin?
Here.
That's right. I'll put the line.
Here.
Dr. Michael Woodson?
Here.
Lisa Davis?
Present.
Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
trying to get some connection here.
I'm sorry.
Raymond Forrest?
No, he's
not here.
He's excused.
Yeah, he's...
Bob Lydia?
Here.
Letter? Where? Thank you. Berthold? Berthold Reiner?
Here.
Casey Bird?
Here. Here.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Bob Robinson?
Here.
Fred Rock. Thomas Ruffin?
Here.
And then these are other candidates, Rick Robbins?
Here.
And Lori Taguma.
Okay, the agenda actually left out one important item, which is we have to hold a formal balloting for the affiliate directors. I think we should do that before the selection of officers pro tem so that they can vote in that election. So you all have a ballot in front of you. This is formally an STV election, so you would rank your candidates 1 and 2. Some people have expressed a desire not to do that. Technically, you can rank people 1 and 1, but in general, in an STV election, doing that has consequences that you would need to be clear on. So I spoke to an expert, Jack Van Aken, from the KPFK Working Group. He said we would like to discourage that in general in STV elections, but for the purposes of this election, if you opt to do so, it will be acceptable. I will say that because we have 2 seats and 2 candidates, both candidates are exceedingly likely to be elected. So feel free to vote, and then we will give the ballots to Mr. Uzel. And will somebody volunteer to pick them up? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next thing, before we approve the agenda, we need to select chair and, actually, officers pro tem. The agenda says chair and secretary, but we should also select a vice chair pro tem in the event that the chair would like to yield the chair during debate. So, and we'll be holding the formal officer elections later in the agenda. The floor is open for nominations for chair, pro tem.
I need to have Dave Adelson to act as pro tem chair.
I second.
Okay. Thank you. I'll accept. Anybody else?
No,
I didn't hear that. What?
I'm Dave Adelson for pro tem chair.
Okay, Ambrose, you have a
nomination?
I nominate
Sar.
Sar Vrindawa?
Yep.
Is there a second?
Declined.
Sarv has declined. Any other nominations? Okay, the nominations are closed. For vice chair?
I nominate Sar Vrindawa.
I second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Hearing none, nominations are closed for vice chair. And for recording secretary?
Richard Uzel.
Okay, is there a second?
Our second.
Any others? Those nominations are closed. Given that there's a single candidate for each seat, may we adopt by unanimous consent those officers pro tem?
Done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. You have it printed in your board packs, and I'd like to make two additions that have been pointed out. One is we have a bylaws amendment that requires... Oh, that's right. Hold on. Before we do that, there's an announcement that Bob Lederer has that is of great importance.
I have a very sad duty to report to you that the reason that Ray LaForest is not here with us, he's a WBAI listener representative, is that his brother Henry was shot and killed in Haiti on Tuesday night. So he's in Haiti dealing with all the tying up of those affairs. This is the second brother who was assassinated because of a political commitment in Haiti. His other brother was killed 7 years ago. Both of them had been very stalwart advocates and activists for justice and against the succeeding coups of 1991 and 2004. Henry actually had just done a few months back and finished about a year in prison for his opposition to the coup. So this is a very difficult and painful time for Ray, and I hope we'll all sign. I got a card of condolence that I hope all the board will sign, and that, you know, individually, those of you who want to express your sympathy, please feel free to do that. But I think it's just a vivid reminder of, you know, the type of person who Ray is, because Ray himself is a refugee from political violence in Haiti and from his role as an activist in the 60s. That's when he came to the U.S. and has continued to be very active in the Haitian-American community here, and that's why he chose to run for this for the local board and this board nationally. And it just reminds us what we're all about and how precious Pacifica is to keep that voice alive of oppressed people around the world.
Before I recognize any of the people with their hands up, I'd like to just ask for a moment of silence from the board in memoriam and to give our best hopes and thoughts to Ray and his travels.
On the question of Haiti, appreciating the moment of silence. On February the 7th, there is an international call for actions in support and solidarity with what's happening in Haiti. I've been very involved with the situation there, being from the Caribbean region myself, and on the show have been covering the story quite a bit. But on February 7th, or close to February 7th, there will be actions in about right now as of this morning. I think there were about 27 countries and cities, you know, around the world against the massacre that happened in December the 22nd by the UN troops going in, and then just, I think, earlier, last night or night before, there was an additional intrusion of the UN troops going into Cité Soleil. So those of you from the different stations, to please, you know, keep that in mind. In Los Angeles, there'll be an action. Don and others at noon outside the Brazilian consulate. They lead the UN troops there at noon on the 8th. So we just encourage people to really keep the situation of Haiti out there. It's very confusing now because Préval has been elected. You know, there's not a lot Préval can do because the United States is basically still running the show down there. But it's a very, very dire situation. I don't know what action formally or otherwise this board could take in support of the Day of Solidarity or the Days of Solidarity. But I'm sure Ray and his family and others who have lost loved ones would appreciate any attention that we could give to this situation.
Chandra, Lisa, and AC.
I move that we make a donation in memory of Henry LaForest to the New York organization that supports Haiti Solidarity work. And when we get the name and whatever... do I have to come up with a dollar amount?
You should write it on your motion slip, and yes, I think you should come up with a dollar amount.
$100?
Sorry, what I forgot, can this board pass something like
resolution.
A resolution standing in solidarity
with
the International
you.
Day?
I'll recognize you again after okay. we get to the other speakers.
Yes.
So Chandra's going to write down her motion. Is there a second to the motion to make a $100 donation to the organization right. that Ray would specify in memoriam of his brother?
Second.
That's seconded. Okay. Is there need for debate on this item?
Move without objection.
Okay. May we have unanimous consent? I'm seeing no objection. That's adopted. Lisa.
I just want to say, just adding to what Bob said, because I just think it says something so tremendous about his character. And also to remind us that the issues that many of us bring to this board are about life and death. And Ray said that I think his brother had left Haiti, but that he came back knowing the risk that would be involved. And Ray also said as he was leaving out, he said, I wish I could be there with you all here, but I'm here with you in spirit. And even for me to learn a little bit more about his struggle, that another one of his brothers... another one of his brothers was killed, but yet, no matter what, he continues the fight. And again, for him, it is life and death. So,
thank you. AC.
I'm going to defer to you.
Are you ready, Margaret?
Yeah, I was trying to work on a wording very quickly, but there may be a way of combining AC's motion, which was specific about... maybe you could say the exact words you had in mind with what I wanted to...
Right, the board expressing solidarity with Ray and his brothers. The Pacifica National Board expressing our heartfelt condolence to his family and our solidarity with his work.
Would you...
And then we could add to that and further the board, the Pacifica National Board supports the call... for the International Day of Actions on February 7th in solidarity with the, you know, democracy movement in Haiti, you know, against the occupation of Haiti, something like that.
Would you like to make that motion now, or would you like to draft more specific
Maybe
language
I write
and consultation?
It.
And we could adopt that Sunday morning. I don't think it'll make any difference to the impact whether
okay.
we do that now or Sunday morning.
So
okay, so we will put that then... we can put that on the Sunday morning agenda as part of the approval agenda. LaVarne?
But just quickly, in the past we've had the executive director produce statements in terms of our support of mm-hmm. Progressive and democratic actions, and this could also be combined with the statement that Margaret is putting together, and just a general statement in terms of Pacifica's support of... the executive director, we've had him do statements in the past in terms of supporting progressive actions through, and in this case we could have the ED do another statement from Pacifica in support of the people of Haiti and the first and truly democratic revolution in the Americas, and if we have the ED do that along with the words that you're going to use.
Okay. Perhaps you could get with them so that when the motion comes forward on Sunday, it incorporates those ideas. I also neglected to mention when the roll was called, our CFO and our ED are formally officers of the foundation. They're not, although they are formally members of certain committees, they're not board members per se, but they are officers of the foundation, and both Lonnie Hicks, our CFO, and Greg Guma, our executive director here, as is our foundation counsel, Dan Siegel. So now with that, we have the approval of the agenda, and there have been a couple of things that have been brought to my attention. One is that we have the vote on the proposed bylaw amendment altering the number of meetings each year and some language about their rotation, and I'd like to suggest that that be put under action, what is currently action items in public session on Sunday morning. It's also been requested that we address how the Democracy Now! Contract will be negotiated, and I'd like to suggest that that also be placed under action items in Sunday morning, which is a 60-minute item. At the moment, we don't have other specific action items in that section. Lastly, the question of a board calendar and agreeing to dates, target dates for getting things accomplished could also be included in that section. So if anybody would like to make that, the motion of the inclusion of those things under action items.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Berg, Mary Berg moved, and it's been seconded. Is there any objection to adding those two items, those three items to action items? Okay. Seeing none, we'll adopt that. Actually, pardon me. Is there a motion to approve the proposed agenda?
So moved.
Okay. That's been moved by Randhawa.
Second.
And it's been seconded. Then the motion by Berg to add the three items to action items, which are the bylaws amendment, the Democracy Now! Negotiation, and the board calendar. Okay, it's open for further amendments. Chandra.
This is not an amendment, but speaking of the board calendar, it's posted on the wall behind Dave. Will people please fill in dates so that I can compile it for Sunday morning?
What is the days that we want to have PND meetings?
Both things are on there. The board calendar under agenda action items will include an adoption of the meeting schedule for the year for our teleconferences and our in-person meetings. And then there's also another issue with board calendar, which is target dates for accomplishment of goals. We'll do both at that time. Wendy.
I wanted to ask the board to take a formal stand on the case of the U.S. government forcing Sarah Olson and Darja Melt to testify against their... Where would that go?
We could do that. It's probably most proper on a new business.
Okay. So I don't have to say what it is now, then?
We can add that to item to new business. So motion on journalists, on treatment of journalists?
Free speech. The exercising of free speech rights by journalists. The censorship of free speech rights.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Bob?
I want to move to amend tomorrow's agenda at 7:45 when... It currently says Focus Station WBAI. I know that when the coordinating committee, which developed the ideas for this agenda, discussed which should be the second focus station after KPFT, because of course it's the host station and always the host station gets deference. WBAI was suggested to follow through on some issues facing it right now, but it was stipulated that. If the station representatives, the two management people, were not available because the station is currently in the middle of a fund drive, that KPFK would be substituted. So that, in fact, is the situation now. The station's, I think, in the third week of its fund drive, and so the program director is unable to be here this weekend. And since a lot of the issues right now being discussed in the plan that the board approved for improving the finances do involve programming, and also since the interim general manager is very new, I think it wouldn't be as good a use of our time to spend 45 minutes as opposed to the usual 15 minutes to make it the focus station with a lot of detail back and forth. I think that would function better at the March meeting. So I'd propose that it be substituted with KPFK and WBI just being the normal 15-minute block.
Is there a second?
I second.
It's been seconded. It's open for debate. There's a point of information.
Since it's such a short notice for KPFK, I wonder if their general manager and program director are here to invite to this session.
Greg?
Yeah, let me speak to the motion and also to that. As far as who's here, the WBAI and the KPFK general managers are in town. They're not in the room, as far as I know, right now. My recollection of the discussion of this is not exactly the same as Bob's, and if it were, I would have taken different steps. My recollection of it was that it was to be WBAI unless the general manager did not wish to make that presentation, in which case it would then be deferred to the KPFK general manager. That was the basis on which I posed the question to him a couple of weeks ago. The issue of the attendance of the program director, to my recollection, actually never came up. In fact, what did come up was whether any program directors should attend this meeting, and the board made a decision not to have them attend. I recall that decision. I did ask him, and he did, you know, think about it for a day or two, and then decided that he was prepared to do it. If we change the agenda now, it would put the general manager of KPFK in the position of having to make a substantially longer presentation, and she, in fact, has just returned to town within the last week or two, and may not, in fact, be completely up to speed herself. So I'm not sure that the substitution would accomplish the purpose, because rather than maybe putting one person on the spot, you'd be then putting another person on the spot who had not had an adequate time to prepare and wouldn't know about it until late tonight or early tomorrow morning. And so while I don't, I think you might want to consider reallocating the time somewhat, perhaps. I think that Robert Scott Adams is expecting to present for approximately 15 minutes orally and then to take questions. And I think he'd be kind of surprised if his time was cut substantially. And he was not, at this point, as far as I know, prepared to present substantially, and in fact did not actually author the reports that are in your board packet. Those were written by Sue Welsh, because Eva was actually out of town for a couple of months. And so that's my response. And so basically I'm saying I don't quite understand it the same, and I'm not sure that the substitution would work that well. It would just put her on the spot, and it would be almost viewed as a snub to him at this point, since he is kind of expecting to do it.
So the answer is that no program director is here.
No program directors were invited to attend this meeting, and that was the board's decision.
Lydia?
Yeah, I have Eva on the phone, so I'm not advocating one way or the other at this juncture. However, she says if for some reason it couldn't, she needed to be the focus of the station, KPFK, she would be prepared to do it, because now she's had a couple of weeks and had two staff meetings and so forth. So
Considered meeting procedure, but in the past, and one thing I'm going to be asking is that we adopt a special rule that on motions of process, we hear two pro and two opposed and then act, so that we don't spend a lot of our time on process things. I don't know if the board would like to do that for agenda amendments or not, because I know there's people who want to speak. But do people want to consider two additional pro and two additional con and then move to a vote?
I don't think you should consider me a con. I just wanted to explain to you my recollection.
Thank you. So does the board want to do it that way? Is it okay to hear two pro and two con and then move to a vote?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Could we just have one each? It's not, I mean, we're spending a lot of time on this.
Is there any objection to hearing one more pro and one more con on this?
A second.
Okay, if I haven't heard that. I saw two more hands. Are you speaking pro or con?
Con.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not really even con. I'm just going to say that this board, as far as I know, has not met the new manager of WBAI. The country has not met the new manager of WBAI, and I would really like to hear him.
Okay. Who would like to speak in favor of the motion to substitute KPFK? Lisa?
I don't think it's about not hearing him. But we know that, you know, there have been issues with, you know, WBAI and questions and stuff like that. I just think that it could be more fully served to have, you know, both of them present. So it wouldn't be like you didn't hear him or anything like that, or a substitute that he doesn't get up and say anything. But it's just to have it as one of the focus issues when, you know, I think that there are some things, especially, you know, Bernard's been around a bit, you know, as a program director. He's somebody new coming on. So I just think that for the focus station, it would be better served to have WBAI be the focus station at some point when both of them are present, since there's, you know, going to be a lot of questions that people will ask. But it's not like to not have them speak at all. It's not that kind of thing.
Okay. All those in favor of substituting KPFK as the focus station for WBAI, please raise your hand. If you're in, so this, if you're in favor of having KPFK be the focus station, so the focus stations are each given 45 minutes. The other three stations are given 45 minutes total for the three of them, divided roughly equally, but not necessarily so. Each manager is given 5 minutes to speak, and then the board has a half hour to discuss any issue it wants with any of the three. So if you're in favor of making KPFK the focus station in favor of WBAI, please raise your hand.
I have a point of information, please, before I vote.
Yes?
I would like to know that if in the past that the program director has actually been a part of the presentation of the general manager of the focus station.
They have at some meetings and not at others. There has been a request to make an amendment. So I'm going to recognize Sarge.
My amendment is to, since we have both of these managers available, we can use the time between them.
Point of order.
And that's my amendment to the motion.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Weren't we in the middle of a vote? Is it appropriate to make an amendment in the middle of an actual vote?
The point of order is well taken. We had agreed we would move to a vote, and I was clarifying it. I made a decision to entertain an alternative that might reconcile different views. But if there's an objection to that, the objection is well taken. I am asking whether there's an objection. I take a point of order as an inquiry about whether or not order has been violated. I'm explaining why I did what I did. Is there an objection?
I object to a point of order in the middle of the vote.
Okay. So the point of order is objecting to the entertainment of an amendment in the middle of a vote. Formally, that is well taken.
May I speak to that, Mr. Chair?
If somebody wants to make a motion to overrule the chair.
No, I want to support
the
chair.
Then there's no need to debate it.
Point of information. The chair has ruled
that we call the question.
Do we accept the amendment or not? Is that
no? Order has been raised. Technically, the amendment is out of order. All those in favor of making KPFK the focus station in favor of instead of WBAI, please raise your hand. You have it. Please raise your hand very high. All those opposed? Abstaining? Three. Okay. The agenda is open for further amendment. Thomas.
Pardon me if this isn't in order, because it's my first time, but I had two items that I wanted to be placed on the agenda. And if it's not germane sufficient to be on the agenda, I stand corrected. But there's a man named Troy Davis on Georgia's death row. He's exhausted his appeals, and he's seeking certiorari review before the Supreme Court. And in light of the prior motion about the journalist case, it seemed like we can make and adopt a resolution in support of some political issue. I would like for the board to take a position in favor of his granting cert and also being released. His claim is actual innocence.
The gentleman's name is?
Troy Anthony Davis. Oh,
right. So there's
He's been on death row for 16 years.
There's a motion to add the resolution on the case of Troy Anthony Davis to new business on Sunday. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a need for debate? Seeing none, that's adopted. If you could work out the text of that resolution and show it to people so you can get their feedback so that we can move on that efficiently on Sunday, that would be
appreciated. I'll be happy to.
Your second motion?
Second motion. Very, very recently, the U.S. government has, from what I understand in the press reports, made arrests or began re-prosecuting former members of the Black Liberation Army and of the Black Panther Party for an alleged murder, for alleged murders in the police wars against the Black Panther Party more than 30 years ago, more than 20 to 30 years ago. And so I would like, if it's appropriate and if it's germane, for the board to take a position in behalf of those former members of the Black Panther Party and Black Liberation Army, insofar as they allegedly were fighting for the liberation of their people. So just that.
There's a motion to include that item on the Sunday agenda and the new business. Second. Is there any objection? Seeing none, that's adopted. Margaret. And by the way, in making these motions, we don't need to you probably don't need to motivate them at length. We'll deal with the motivation when we process the motion. Yes.
Yeah, the one I wanted to make is on the Lieutenant Aaron Watata, who is facing the first commissioned officer to refuse to deploy to Iraq, a man of color. He's facing 6 years in prison. His court martial is the fifth. The military determined to use him as an example, and many people may have already heard about his case, and I would like to move a motion and would work on some language to present. Okay. Also on Sunday in support with Lieutenant.
Second. Any objection?
Can it just go with the other
Hold
one?
Hold on. Is there any objection? Okay. What I was just going to say is each of these motions are going to be similar in form. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to ask the people who are interested in making these motions to draft text, convene, and possibly talk to somebody on the board who is Bob, I think you previously drafted one of these motions, no? Well, if you want to come and talk to me about it, since we've done motions of this sort, we can talk about the form. So if we could get them possibly as a consent calendar, and each person can mm-hmm. speak to the rationale, but we can adopt them as a group, I think it's going to speed up time. So if each of you would get together with the language, I can coordinate that if you want to email me the language. Yes?
Mr. Prescott's the fellow's name?
Aaron Watata.
E-H-R-E-N-W-A-T-A-D-A.
Is there anything further on the agenda? Oh, and I wanted to note, we have an executive session scheduled for Sunday morning. The agenda for that executive session will be adopted in executive session. So items for that executive session will be considered at the outset of that executive session. Any other amendments to the agenda? Rob and then AC?
Yeah, I copied the board. I'd like to bring a resolution concerning our ability to permit the local station boards and other listeners to call in and talk to us during our session, perhaps on Sunday in future, so that there is more awareness of what's going on with the network's governance. I'm particularly concerned about the fact that we're having trouble marshaling quorums to elect people to these boards, and part of the reason is because we don't have access to our own airwaves for a membership organization, and we're not doing anything to provide them with that information. I also believe that we should produce some programming around governance, not just platforms for people to shoot off their mouth, but that we ought to be talking directly to our listeners about the internal and external environmental issues in which this type of radio has to survive.
Okay.
I have some text.
There's a motion. How would you summarize a motion to address participation? How would you summarize it for the agenda? But why don't we just call it the Robinson motion on listener involvement, listener and governance participation.
Governance access to the airwaves.
Governance access to the airwaves. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and this is to include in Sunday new business. Okay,
yes.
Any debate? Okay, seeing none, any objection? Seeing none, that's adopted. AC, and then Lydia.
Yeah, my motion is to, and I say this on behalf of veterans, as I am the vice president of the Veterans for Peace and Security, I would like to put forth a motion to support the Senate resolution, the United States Senate resolution, against the deployment of 21,000 troops, and further, that the U.S. government immediately seek a diplomatic solution to the Iraq war.
Okay. There's a motion by Byrd to add to new business a motion on the support position on the war. Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection? Okay, that'll be added. Again, if you could each give me the text of what you want, then we'll put that together in a consent calendar. Lydia.
I just have a question. Is the Sunday executive session going to be here or at the hotel?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer yet. I believe it's going to be here.
Okay, because I don't know about the media center and how.
We'll find out, and okay. I'll get that question answered. Are we prepared to adopt the agenda as amended? Any further amendments? Okay. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Seeing none, it's adopted by unanimous consent. The next thing is consideration of motions on meeting procedures. And as I spoke, some of the new members may not be aware, but we found in the past that a lot of times procedural motions, like motions to refer an item to committee or to postpone to a definite time, that we can dispense with them by granting the chair the right to entertain two comments in favor and two comments opposed to the motion. And at the chair's discretion, further comments can be entertained, but after hearing two pro and two con, the two pro and two con to include the person motivating the motion, the chair can call the item to a vote in order to allow us to get through our business quicker. Is there any objection to continuing that procedure at this meeting? Actually, you know, what I'd like to do is add, if we can get consent to that, a special rule of order to new business to adopt that permanently so we don't have to ask at the beginning of each meeting. But is there any objection to, for the purposes of this meeting, that motions to refer to committee or to postpone to a definite time after hearing two pro and two con, which to include the mover, that the chair can call the item to a vote?
Can I just ask a question? Yes. So you've already debated it, and then someone moves to send it to committee, and then it's two pro and two con?
Well, you can be in the midst of a discussion. You can have a couple of comments, and somebody says, I move to postpone. Uh-huh. And you can take up the rest of the time on the item allotted in the agenda.
All right, so you're not talking about two pro, two con on any motion. You're just talking about on moving it to committee or...
On the motions to postpone to a definite time to refer an item to committee, those procedural motions.
No objection.
And is there any objection to that? Thomas?
I have one question.
Yeah.
I just want to be sure. You were very specific about the two motions.
Mm-hmm.
And since... they are slightly similar to a motion to table. I want to be clear. You're not including the motion to table.
A motion to table is not a debatable motion. It refers to something when there's something urgent before the body and you're moving to delay consideration of it till a later time in the same meeting. That's a motion to wait till another time is a motion to postpone, and a motion to postpone is debatable. So in order, a motion to table is not debatable. So already there's no question of the amount of time spent on debate. So the idea here is that we don't spend a lot of time if we're going to say we don't want to deal with it now or we want somebody else to deal with it first, continuing the debate in the full body. That's the purpose. The other issue is an item to postpone indefinitely, and that, because it's significantly, I mean, it has an impact of something actually not getting brought back before the body. The suggestion has been that we have three in favor and three opposed on motions to postpone indefinitely. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, seeing none, then we'll proceed on that basis. And lastly, the amount of time that we want to grant each speaker in debate. Is there a motion to how much time we would like each person to be given in debate? Mary.
Mr. Chair, yes, Mary Berg. I move that each speaker be given 2 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? So we'll adopt a rule of order for this meeting that we will have 2 minutes each in debate. That's not going to apply to people who are presenting material like chairs giving committee reports, et cetera. Okay. Nat, lastly, the question of committee elections. Tomorrow we're going to elect members to the committee. And in years since the beginning of this board, what we've had on each committee is one member from each signal area on each of our committees. But the bylaws would actually permit us to have more members. And although we have continued to do it this way, last year Ken Freeland raised a point of order that we had never adopted that process as a special rule of order. So technically we could have done something else. When we held the election for the committees, we proceeded in that way, one member from each signal area. So I wanted to know whether the board chooses to proceed in that way this year. And if it's a long... Mary?
No, I want to follow the bylaws myself, and at least one. And if more than are wanted, I see no reason not to do it whatsoever. Okay. I don't want to make a special rule that outlaws that.
Okay.
I feel like we've made an exception on the personnel committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to take in consideration whether we're going to do it one way or if they're going to grandmother it out or exactly what we should do here.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps what we need to do is consider it and actually vote that at the beginning of the agenda item on committees, because one of the problems has been in years past spending a lot of time talking about the issue of how we're going to do that election. And so we can either have that debate at this point in the agenda or immediately prior to electing committee members.
Since we're moving along quite quickly, why don't we just debate it? I don't see why we should change the way we've been doing things, having one member from each area on those committees. Especially that, you know, most members of areas have to be on like 4 or 5 committees to fill out those committees, and we don't even have enough people on the board to do that. It doesn't make any sense to have more than one person from each area on the committee.
So are you making a motion to that effect?
Yes, I move that. I move that we have one member from each area on those committees, as was indicated in the bylaws.
Okay. Do you want to make it as a motion for this year or as a special rule of order, which would make it a continuing procedure? I.e., if it were adopted as a special rule of order at next year's PMB meeting, the question, if somebody wanted to change it, it would be a motion to amend something previously adopted. If not, this question will come up each year when we do committee elections.
Special rule of order.
Okay. Because, is there a second to the proposal for a special rule of order?
We didn't hear what his response is for each year.
No, he's saying he wants to make it a special rule of order, which would mean in the absence of a motion to amend it, it would stay that way. A special rule of order given without prior notice will require 2/3 of the body to adopt it. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded? Okay. It's open for debate.
I have a point of information, Mr. Chair. First, you had a question,
Margaret?
Yeah, being new, I'm not quite sure how this works. So, like, how many committees are there? I mean, it seems to me as though there's just plenty of work to go around. I mean, we've had the same discussion at the local LSB. You know, we spend all this time going around electing people, and then at the end of the day, people have to be on more than one committee. But how many committees are there? Are we limiting it only to one person from each signal area per committee? I guess I'm unclear on exactly what the issue is.
To my recollection, there are 10 committees. They are the coordinating committee. The standing committees defined in the bylaws are the coordinating committee, the finance committee, the governance committee, the technology committee, and the audit committee.
And programming.
Those are the 6 standing.
In addition, we have a permanent committee.
Excuse me?
The elections is a permanent committee.
It's not in the bylaws.
The additional
committees that we have are the elections committee, the affiliates. Is that still a task force?
No, you made it a committee.
That's my memory.
No, that was our
We have an affiliates, either task force or committee, that we will be elected.
We have a archives committee. We have a committee to investigate charges of racism or sexism, and we have a personnel committee. Those are the committees as they currently exist. So that's actually 11 committees. The COI are a series of local committees on which one director must serve. So functionally, every member of this board is going, every station member is going to have to serve on a minimum of three committees if we limit it to one each. If we made more than that, it would be more. Yes, Lydia.
My only concern is last year, the reason we ended up with more than one person on the personnel committee was because there was a problem with the election. And in order to remedy that problem, we very easily went ahead and incorporated additional members rather than removing other members. And if we pass a permanent rule, which I would prefer just passing it for this year, then it might make it more difficult when we'd have to deal with the two-thirds, whereas that was a quick fix and an easy fix. So I personally would prefer that we just make it for 1 year. But.
Would you like to make a substitute amendment that we just move it for this
yes.
year?
Yes.
The substitute amendment, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. The amendment's open for debate. Chandra.
I believe there's also a technology committee.
Did I not mention that? There's a technology committee. Pardon me. Lucky 13.
No, you
did. Did I mention that?
You did mention it. Yeah.
I have a point of information, Mr.
Yes.
Chair. Lavarne had started to say, but not make a motion, I don't think, she said to make an exception for personnel committee, and I don't know if how that. What is the status of that regarding this amendment?
Can I clarify? No, I just pointed out that there were more than one representative from it, but it's only two stations that have two people on personnel committee. The other three stations do not have two representatives. It's only two stations that have two directors on personnel committee.
May we bring this question to a vote, or do people want to debate it further?
I think I need further explanation on what's actually on the floor with that would change the way we have it now or the way it's. Tell me the way
okay.
it's going to be.
So if we adopt the rule that it will be one member from each station signal area, then the election will be an IRV election, an instant runoff vote election. And in the past, what many signal area delegations have done is they've caucused among themselves and they'd agreed who was going to run. But there are times when, because of differences of opinion in a signal area, more than one person runs. So an IRV election, you would determine by simple majority the who from that signal area was going to serve. If we allowed more seats, then what you might then you would have an election where I believe what would happen is that you would require a simple majority of members voting in order to be elected. But I'm not certain of that because it might require an STV vote based on the bylaws if there was more than one seat. So if there's more than one seat, I guess it would be an STV election, in which case it would require less than a majority to elect more than one person to a given seat.
But Dave, so what we're saying is we're going to continue to have eight members on that committee?
Mm-mm. No.
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 No. This is going to apply to, again, to reprise.
Okay.
What happened on that committee was we had five
right.
members and an affiliate member, but
okay.
there was a problem
That's
with the
fine.
Election that we resolved
yeah.
in a different way okay. that was unique for that year.
Okay. So there's going to be six this coming year.
There will be five or six if we pass either form, either the main motion or the amended form when we vote. So first the amendment, the substitute, which is basically to strike that it be a special rule of order. So all those in favor of striking that it be a special rule of order, i.e. a standing practice in the organization, please raise your hands.
So that we do it every year instead.
That we would have to make this decision every year.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132
Okay. All those opposed?
16. What did you say?
15. 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, 3. So that we're substituting this motion. That means that for this year, we are voting now to decide that we will elect one member from each station signal area for each committee.
Okay.
The affiliate directors are, actually, would we include one affiliate director at most as well?
That's the way it's been, I thought.
Okay.
Well, we didn't have another director at the time.
Is there any objection to clarifying that it's one member from each station signal area plus one affiliate director on those committees where they choose to serve? There's no objection to that clarification? Okay. All those in favor of that procedure, please raise your hand.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
How many? 17. Okay, all opposed? Okay. Are there any other motions that relate to meeting procedure? Okay, if there's none, we'll proceed. The next thing on the agenda is the approval of available minutes. What minutes do we have before us? Teresa? Teresa is our outgoing secretary. None. We have none, so this is a quick item. The next item is board member introductions. We have 50 minutes for that. Given the size of our board, that's 2 minutes each plus time for us to say, you've had your time, please stop. So I think we'll start on that side of the room and go around. Ambrose, would you like to? Can we get the election results for affiliate directors?
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
I know, me too. I don't know what to do. We're going to
open up the network for a late bulletin. Go ahead.
Lawrence
Tagama.
What?
And then the second one is Rip
Robinson.
Oh!
Thank you very much.